The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that if we are going to boast, we should boast in the Lord. We really don't have anything that we can truly boast about, although we do quite a fine job of finding all kinds of things to boast about, but we really have nothing. But isn't it an interesting thing how often in our human nature, when we fail, it's always somebody else's fault? We'll point the finger someplace else. But when everything goes well, I did it. Look at what I did. Isn't that wonderful? Forget about these other people who helped me. I did it. No, we didn't. We cooperated with the Lord in doing something, at best. But that's all that we can take credit for. Cooperating. It's God's grace and His gifts that allow us to be able to do whatever we're able to accomplish. It's not anything that we did ourselves. And St. Paul even takes it a step further, and he says that he is not approved who commends himself, but only he whom the Lord commends. So again, we think about that. What our Lord tells us about what's going to happen on the day of judgment. He says, for instance, if we deny him, he's going to deny us. So in other words, on the day of judgment, it's not just the Lord simply looking at things and saying, okay, well, this was wrong and this was right, but he's the one who's going to present us to his Heavenly Father. He says, if we deny him before men, he's going to deny us before his Heavenly Father. So if that's the case, do any of us really think we can commend ourselves? Do we really have the arrogance to think that we could be like that Pharisee in the gospel who would say, Lord, you are so lucky that you created me. I'm not like the rest of these losers. I'm better than everybody. Aren't I wonderful? Yeah, we're going to get squished like a bug if we say that. And at that point, we would be really, really lucky if we simply make it to purgatory, because we know where we belong. We know what we deserve. I have frequently said, the only thing I can absolutely take 100% credit for are my sins. Do we really want to boast in those? Unfortunately, when we're teenage idiots, we do. Oh, I did this last night. Oh boy, wasn't this great? We act like a bunch of dopes bragging about things that are wrong. How foolish can we be? But even when we decide that we're going to do something right, we still have that pride that comes right over. And it's all about me. Boasting and bragging and all the things that come with it. But if we recognize that anything good that happens, as I said, it's the Lord who gave us the gift to be able to do it. It's He who gave us the grace to be able to carry it through. That's why St. Paul says, if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord. You didn't do this by yourself. It's His grace that allowed it. So when the saints tell us that we need to learn to excuse others and accuse ourselves, the same thing happens here. If we are so quick to point the finger at everybody else when something goes wrong, and we are so quick to point the finger at ourselves when things go well, then from the spiritual perspective, we need to do just the opposite. We need to point the finger at ourselves when things go wrong, and we need to point the finger at others when things go well. Give the credit where it's due. God first and foremost. There are people who helped us with whatever the situation is. Give them the credit. I always marvel when I look at people who do these scientific studies and present these papers and so on. It's always kind of interesting to watch, because if there are two people who are involved, they have to put both names on there. Joe Schmo and Susie Q did this. If there are multiples, it just simply says Joe Schmo et alia. So in other words, if these guys want to get all the credit, they make sure that there is more than one other person helping them, because they just get put in with the et al. But it's only my name that gets on there, and people are going to see how wonderful I am. And they literally do this stuff on purpose. And it's easy, again, to point to those people and say, oh, look at those arrogant people. No, we just need to look in the mirror and say, look at this arrogant person. How often do I take credit for things? How often do I not give credit to others? How often do I blame others if things don't go well? How much is all about me? Because that's the problem in our society. It's total selfishness. It's all about me. Isn't it interesting that Jesus made himself the lowest, and we keep somehow trying to make ourselves the best, the highest, the greatest? I'm better than this person. Because. No, we're not. In fact, all we did is just prove that we're not, because we just put that person down. We need to have humility. And that humility will help us to take the focus off of ourselves. The humility will help us to be able to give the credit to others and not just to ourselves. And where we actually have done something good and succeeded in it, then we're going to give the credit to God, because he's the one who gave the grace for it to happen. That's what humility will do. So boasting is actually pure foolishness, which is exactly what St. Paul said. Put up with a little of my foolishness. If you guys want to boast, I'll boast too. This is total foolishness. And it is. What good is it going to do? We need to pray for humility. We need to act in humility, because if we do that, God can do great things through us. And the more that we get out of the way, the more that he can work. That's the key. Just stay out of God's way. But that not only requires the humility to do it, but it requires the humility to give the credit where it belongs, not to the self, but to God.